Hello and welcome to another You May or May Not Like It. This is episode number 53. What? And I'm your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX. I'm here with Brian. You can find on Twitter at Pure Rock Fury. And we're here with my dog who's sleeping in front of the window. Boom. Today we're getting back into the swing of board games, and we're going to talk to you today about Sheriff of Nottingham. This game came out on... Where'd it go? Arcane Wonders. It's also got Asmodee listed here. I don't know what... did someone buy somebody out, or is it a co-op thing? What's the deal?
I think Asmodee owns everything on the planet right now.
You know what? I've been hearing a lot about that lately, but they don't own me yet. My price tag ain't that steep, so Asmodee, boom, hit me up, son.
I sent them an invoice today.
Okay.
You're not going to like the price.
It's probably a lot.
It's really low.
I mean, so... Oh, for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still probably more than I was thinking. So
it's a man boob surcharge. It's killing you.
Pretty much, yeah. It is killing me. Yeah, so Sheriff of Nottingham is... It's not something that I think is really considered a gateway, or is it? I mean, you don't really hear about it when people are discussing gateways, but I mean, let's face it, that's really where it should be.
It's kind of in that vein now because it's gotten a bit of popularity under its belt.
Yeah. Basically, if you've never played Sheriff of Nottingham, everybody, you have your goods laid out on the table, and it's things like cheeses and fruits and breads and silk and some illegal goods, some legal goods, and you have your hand of seven cards,
six
cards, and you have to stuff cards into basically a sack, and every turn the sheriff player marker passes around the table. So the sheriff collects the bags from the other players, and you got to tell them what's in the bag, and you got to keep it the same. Like, I got four apples, I got four bread, I got four cheeses. And, basically, it's up to the sheriff to decide if you're lying or not. So if he gives it back to you, no harm, no foul. And anything that you put in that bag, whether it was apples, cheese, wine, or a cannon, I don't think there's cannons in the game, but you get my point.
I think there's muskets.
It comes out on the table. And it comes out face up, so it's like, oh, you just lied to my face. You know what I mean? And if he challenges you, now someone's going to pay the price. Because if you were lying, you're going to owe the sheriff money. And if the sheriff opens your bag with no recourse, basically, you get paid from him. That's basically about the gist of the game, outside of whoever has the most apples at the game gets a bonus, the most cheese at the end gets a bonus, the most roosters, blah, 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 so on and so forth. It's more or less... It's kind of like a party guessing game, really. And, the first couple of times we played it, I'm like, this game is super fun. And then after a while, it's like, dude, no matter what I do, everyone thinks I'm fucking lying. This game sucks. Because you really, if you're going to win, you need to put out some illegal goods. But if I am going to be challenged every single time, I can't do that no more. Now all I'm doing is collecting three nickels from the guy, which is not going to be enough for me to win, which is kind of where it got ruined for me, because I don't know if it's just something about my shifty eyes, or
you're like the dog from that episode of The Simpsons,
right?
The Mel Gibson one.
It's just no matter what, I was pretty much always challenged, so I just I kind of gave up trying to do the illegal stuff. And then that was Sheriff of Nottingham. Four minutes in, and we explained the whole thing. Anything else you want to add to this before we get into...
Well, here's something I didn't realize until maybe, about a month or so ago. Apparently, this isn't really a new game. I guess in the early to mid-2000s, there was a game called something along the lines of Border Patrol, where you were a... This is unbelievable that I'm saying this. You were trying to smuggle contraband into or out of Mexico or something along those lines. And I can't recall if you're like a Caucasian American or Hispanic, but when I was watching the demonstration of what the game originated as, I was like, God, that seems really racist. Maybe it wasn't that, maybe that wasn't the intent, but I have a feeling, or I seem to recall being told in one of the videos I was watching, the reason they reskinned it as Sheriff of Nottingham is because when it originally came out, it kind of got some flack for being a little bit on the racist side of things. And it's like, if the game came out in the 70s or 80s, I'd be like, oh, there you go, it's the 70s or 80s. You know, people were super racist back then. Not that they're not now. Mm-hmm. Different story, different topic, whatever. But I'm thinking 2005, 2007, game's a little racist, I think. So they reskinned it as Sheriff of Nottingham. Kind of makes me hate the game. Because I was like, all you did was just put a coat of lacquer over this super racist game. Maybe I'm exaggerating the super racist part. Not entirely sure. But that's like my little interesting tidbit that I over-explained for no reason. But yeah, that's, you really described the entire game in 4 minutes, which may or may not bode well, depending on who you are. Given the group of people we play with, I guess we'll find out.
What?
I.e., as this podcast goes along, that information shall be revealed to the listener.
Ah.
You know, you give away the farm now, there's no reason to listen. Do we love it? Do we hate it? Are we indifferent? You'll find out.
This is true. So let's start finding out. So we're going to start out with, you know, what we liked about it. And it kind of is a nice little laid back, fun game. And it's really all you're not going to get through a game of this without giggling like a schoolgirl. So, I mean, in that aspect, it really is kind of a fun game. I'm not going to lie. It's perfect for people who, you know, are only familiar with the Monopolies and the Scrabbles of the world, to kind of hopefully try to broaden their horizons as far as gaming goes. It's in that aspect, it's actually a great party game. It can play up to what, 7, 6?
5.
Whatever.
But you can't play with less than 3, which is kind of not always my favorite, because sometimes you just can't cobble together 3 people. Sometimes it's just it's a 2-player kind of night, and
yeah,
when it's a lot of games that require 3 players will come up with a workaround for 2 players. They're not always great, but at least it still leaves the option open, which is kind of good, whereas this game is a strict 3-5, which is, yeah. I'm okay with it for like a bigger, heavier game, but for a lighter game, it's kind of like, really? 3 people? I mean, I get why in this regard, but right, at the same time, it's just like, if you're with another person and you're looking for a 20-minute game, this is essentially a 20-minute game, even with 5 people. I've never played a game of Sheriff of Nottingham that lasted more than 40 minutes tops.
Agreed. And that's even kind of pushing it in a way.
Right. The box art's amazing. The components are really nice. The artwork is all great. There's a plethora of money coins, which I like, in like the infancy of the game, I should say. I don't know.
I was going to say, like, what's going on here?
I'm trying to think of a way to word it. Because like when you open the box and you see all this money, you're like, oh my God, there's tons of money in this game. But as you find out throughout the game, it gets distributed based on player count only. Like, you can't gain extra money, really, in this game.
Right.
You can only gain money from the other players. So in that regard, it's like there's no strategy to try and boost the money through like clever card play or like, you know, some kind of strategy. It's basically if you can bluff the other players, you can get their money and vice versa.
Right.
Like you said, it's an easy game. It's something you could teach to grandma. You could teach it to your sister who hates games like our sister does. Nailed it.
Snap.
The rules are super easy to figure out. It's not like you got to spend 45 minutes reading the rule. It's got all the elements of a game that you can play with pretty much any group. You could play with your gamer friends who will still probably get a kick out of the whole bluffing aspect and trying to acquire points. And you could play with people who don't game because, again, super easy to teach and probably will garner a few laughs when you got that one person who can't stop giggling whenever they're trying to sneak something by somebody.
Right.
You know, here comes Aunt Martha and she laughs at everything. You know that person's losing this game. Because Aunt Martha ain't getting you know, three cheese and two rifles or silk or black pepper or whatever that stuff. I forget which one's worth like 9 points apiece. There's a contraband in this game that's worth a lot of points.
Well, there's the granny apples that are the come for, I think, double the apples. There's
the rye bread.
Rye bread counts as the extra bread.
But that's in like the difficult version.
Right.
Like, if you're playing the beginner version, probably not going to be playing that with Grandma and Aunt Martha.
True.
I'm trying to think what else. I mean, there's not a lot into this game. Each player board is essentially the same, other than the character design is different.
Right.
You don't get any special player powers. The card decks are humongous, and there's really only like 8 card types in the entire game. So there's like 40 of each card type. The bags are nicely designed. They sort of scare me with the snapping, because I feel like one of these days I'm going to pull the button off, and here goes that bag, and that sucks, because I feel like with a really shrewd sheriff, if the button breaks off, they can easily just kind of quickly like fold the thing up, sneak a peek at what you got, and go, oh, he does have one of the contraband. Well, all right, I'm going to check your bag. Oh, because I already knew you had something in there.
Right.
You never know when somebody walks away from the table or is not paying attention. So,
Brian's been burned by a lot of cheaters.
Yes. Very upset. The box is very sturdy. It's a Dice Tower essential. If you're a Dice Tower aficionado and you want to own...
Yeah, but we want to know if it's a you may or may not like it essential, not a Dice
Tower
essential.
No, I know that.
Essential.
I'm just saying, if you are like the guy who's
right
like...
Right now you're promoting somebody else.
I'm trying to ride their coattails.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we can we'll move on to what we didn't like about it. And like I said earlier in the little intro, for me, it's almost... it was kind of the playability, you know, like... Especially if you play with a group of people that know you really well. I mean, you're pretty much going to guess when they're lying to your face. You know what I mean? As sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. But, you know, for some reason, everyone always thinks I'm lying. So I always, like, it's just the game stopped being fun for me because I got challenged all the time. More often than not, I was being challenged. And it was kind of annoying. Even though there was, you know, there's ways, like, when someone says they're going to check your bag... You know, you can be like, I'll pay you a nickel not to, or I'll pay you a nickel to check his bag instead. That kind of stuff. Like, there's like negotiations involved. But I just, I don't know. After a while, it's more of the same. It gets old fast, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
It's pretty much what I think. I'll go into some other areas. The sheriff token, which is essentially the first player token in another game. But this one indicates who's the sheriff this round. Honestly, being the sheriff is not that fun. It really, because you can't.
It's like a chore.
Yeah, it feels like work. It doesn't feel like you're playing. Like, it feels like you're taken out of the game for a round. And, you know, it. A lot of times, because there's no exterior way to make money, especially when you get into the later rounds, if you have guessed wrong on like 2 or 3 people, saying like, okay, Scott, I think you have contraband, and I open the bag up and go, shit, he doesn't have anything. Now I owe him $8. You only get 50 coins to start the game. So if I guess wrong 2 or 3 times in the first round or two, now you're basically playing against what money you have left, and that can really suck when you're the sheriff because you can't guess wrong anymore.
Yeah.
You get penalized kind of heavily at times. Especially, again, if you try to sneak contraband by and you get caught, now you got to pay for that. So, especially in the second and especially the third round, if you're down half your money, you have almost no incentive to check anyone's bag because you can't afford to guess wrong because you're throwing points away, which is the stupidest mechanic ever. I know a lot of people are like, oh, it makes the game so much more intense. Yeah, this game doesn't have much meat to it, so when you strip away the meat... And all you have is the intensity. You basically have fragile bones that kind of don't hold up after a while. I mean, the first couple playthroughs. But after you play it 10, 12 times, you're just like, ugh. Played it with this group a million times. I know this guy lies a lot. This guy looks like he's lying, but he usually isn't. And I don't know. It's just all that. The sheriff token has a little perpendicular divider that's supposed to help it stand up. Every single time I've put the thing on the divider, it leans in one direction or another, which is super irritating to me.
Leans or just falls off.
Or it falls off, and it's like, you know what, fuck this bottom piece, just here. Take the stupid thing, put it in front of you, there we know you're the sheriff. again, no individual player powers. Pretty much puts everyone on a level playing field, which is good, but it doesn't give you the opportunity to go, oh, I want to see what the cook does. I want to see what the Pied Piper does. There is none of that. Every player board is exactly identical, which is... There's just not much to this game, really. I mean, I know there are people that legitimately love it, and the first few times we played it, I think we were all in agreement, but the more we've played it, the more I'm like, Boggle is pretty much going to provide the same amount of longevity in terms of entertainment. You play Boggle 8 times, you've seen all the things it does, and you're like, all right, next. This is a really, really well-designed version of Boggle. Plus, I found out now I didn't really know much about bluffing games. Now I kind of hate them.
Yeah, when a game relies strictly on bluffing, it's kind of it loses its luster pretty quick. It's kind of like a party game that you're going to one and done. You're going to play it, you're going to move it aside, you're going to play the next game. Then 2 weeks, 3 weeks from now when you have another party, you're going to bring it back over, you're going to play it once, you're going to move on to charades or win, lose, or draw or something stupid like that.
Let's put it this way. When I bought Sheriff of Nottingham, I was deciding between Sheriff of Nottingham and Splendor, and I picked Sheriff of Nottingham because somebody in our game group already has Splendor. I was like, there's no reason to have two copies of it. Fast forward to now where that person took their copy back, and it's like, shit. Man, it would be nice to have a copy of Splendor just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Splendor is the much better game by a long shot. So now I feel like, God damn it, I should have just got Splendor.
Yep.
Two copies of a really good game would have worked out, but
You fucked up, Chuck.
I did want to play this game. It's not like I was like, oh, man, to hell with that game. And here's the thing. Now that's in Target, I feel like it's going to be available for the rest of my life. So if I ever was like crazy enough to the point where I'm like, man, I really want to play Sheriff of Nottingham, I could run to Target and buy it again. I doubt I will, because I feel like in order for this game to really last a long period of time, you need to have a gaming group of about 70 people, because you need to switch it up every single time you play. Not like you don't need to play with four brand new people and yourself, but if you play with this group of five, you need to at least take two of those people out the next time you play and add two different people in, and then do it again and again and again. Otherwise, the game's going to get stale really quick. Because like you said, you can read everyone's tell. Especially, we're playing with people we used to play poker with a lot.
Right.
Everybody knows everybody's tell. So if you know somebody's tell, even in the slightest way, this game's going to lose its luster really quickly. So other than that, you have to be a big, gigantic Robin Hood fan like no one's ever seen to really like be like, yeah.
True that. All right, moving on to what we would change, what we would do different. Right out of the gate, it would be nice if there was a different way to earn points, like not relying so heavily on the sheriff's ability to find you bluffing, because if you can't get contraband out, you ain't gonna win.
I know one way to do that. One way that they could have done this. When you're the sheriff, and let's say I'm the sheriff, you're the guy, I think Scott's lying. Scott actually has 3 cheese, but he has 2 contraband. The contraband goes into the discard pile. The cheese comes to me. Because in the game, you lose everything except for the stuff you actually declared. But I feel like as a penalty, the sheriff should get all the stuff. That way, it's like you have to really take a gamble with your stuff.
Well, then,
and now you just threw me. Now you owe me 9 coins, let's say, and you just threw 12 points my way.
It's got to work the other way too, though. Like then I got to steal something from you, maybe outside of 4 coins, when the majority of your points come from the cards you lay down. Whether Brian's got 60 coins and I got 40. It's never really been the game changer. Usually the score is off by way more than that.
There could be something. Maybe you get a piece of contraband off one of the piles and you get to put it in your face down pile.
Yeah.
Whatever, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's that. That sheriff thing. Just a regular cardboard piece would have been fine. That bottom piece is totally useless.
Yeah, because it's been like a disc or something.
Yeah, a way to make money outside of stealing it from other people would have been nice. Individual player powers. Why doesn't this, you know?
Yeah, you have them. You just get them once per game, and once you use it, you flip your fucking card over, and now you just got a regular old dude. You got one power. One guy can be like, "Oh, you can't check my bag this turn." The other guy, you know, I get free contraband this, out of the pile.
Yeah, this character, because there's like a card limit. You can only put a minimum of one or a maximum of five cards in your bag. Maybe this player could put six cards in his bag one round per game or one turn per game or something like that.
Yeah, because, I mean, everyone gets to play the sheriff three times. Once that's over, the game's over. So if you're playing with like three or four, even four people, I feel like game's over before you know it.
There's just no strategy. Yeah. I mean, other than like, oh, I'm going to put... Even that, again, it all depends... Everything's dependent on how much the sheriff at that moment thinks you're lying. But that's really the bulk of the strategy, in my opinion. There's no... I mean, you could try to slip, oh, I'm going to slip this one contraband in between two cheese in the front and two in the back. All these bags are trans... I mean, they're... You can't
like
see...
Like felt bags.
Yeah, you can't see into them, so it's not... You have to open it to see what's inside, so... There's no strategy in hiding a card. I mean, you put the card in the front, you put the card in the back, you put the card in the middle. If the sheriff opens your bag, they're going to find it no matter what. It's... There's no strategy in that at all. It's pure luck. And I know there's some people like, oh, the tension. You have to, I mean... Again, it's funny for a while, but then after a while, it's like, I know what this guy does every friggin' turn, and, you know, they try to throw a curveball. The one turn where they don't put contraband in there, and you think they do, and even then, it's just like, what are we doing? Didn't anyone bring another game with?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't I think this game was super hyped. It's in every store in America, so... By that estimation, you're thinking, oh, man, this is like the next Ticket to Ride. This is the next Catan. This is the next big gamer game that's broken through into the mainstream, and it has to an extent, but this is the one where I'm like, I totally lost. I don't understand why, because it's got such limited replayability to me.
Yeah.
So maybe if you switch it up and add some of that other stuff. Plus, it's been out for 2 years, no expansion until this summer. It's like you made everybody play the base game for this long when there's really nothing there. Plus, it was apparently it was racist before, so, you know, fuck all that, too. Racist damn board game.
So I guess we can move on to numbering it at this point, right? Yes?
Yeah. You know what's really sad? I had a number in mind, and I think I've talked myself lower.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and... If you throw it in with the gateway game list and you kind of really only break it out when you're trying to introduce more people and just kind of once in a while party type game, not something you're going to play for 3-4 extended hours, it's fairly decent, I suppose. I don't know. I'll give it like a 5. It has its moments. It can be fun, but the more you play it, the less fun it is.
Agreed. I'll give it a 5.5 because the components are really, really, really nice. Really top quality. Other than that bottom sheriff marker stand, that thing is completely a waste of space. The design is really nice. The inlay is really nice. You can use it to store the cards while you're playing, but yeah, and this game's got such... You're not getting much mileage out of this unless, like you said, you bust it out once a year on party game night.
Yeah.
You break it out alongside Scattergories and yeah, you got yourself a game. But I mean, if you're into games, you're going to have a whole separate party gaming group to break this out. Otherwise, people are going to crave strategy and this game doesn't have it, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. That's the Sheriff of Nottingham. I don't know. It is what it is, folks. You can find me on Twitter at XorsonX. You can find Brian at Pure Rock Fury. You can find all of our reviews at ReviewAndRoast.com. You can listen to all of our shows at ComicRoast.com. We're on Instagram, all over the place. Just hashtag us, you'll find us. Other than that, I guess that will pretty much wrap up the Sheriff of Nottingham.